It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. As COVID conditions remain stable, the mask mandate in Santa Clara County ends today, aligning most of the Bay Area now with the state's latest public health guidance. Californians, regardless of vaccination status, can now take off their masks inside most places. This marks sort of a turning point, especially after the recent Omicron surge. Dr. Michael Stanton is a public health professor at Cal State East Bay. He says he's cautiously optimistic about this moment we're experiencing when it comes to masks.
We should really pat ourselves on the back. We've done a great job at vaccinating and wearing masks and even, you know, locking down when we felt like we needed to. And you know, we're seeing the fruits of the labor. I mean, compared to other parts of the country, we really have had many fewer people get COVID. You know, there is definitely a relief. Trust me, I'm incredibly relieved. We're going to see people being more hopeful and having more social events and, you know, kind of emerging from their cocoon, which is great. But I think that we also just need to be a little careful.
Dr. Stanton says a helpful way to approach mask wearing moving forward is to think of it like the weather.
Some days it's going to be rainy and you want to have your umbrella with you. And then other days it's not as, you know, it's not as rainy, so you don't really need to bring the umbrella. And so we need to be prepared for when we need to use our mask according to the conditions. Because remember, this isn't just for your own protection that we're thinking about, right? This is protecting immunocompromised people, protecting children who can't get the vaccine.
Dr. Michael Stanton, public health professor at Cal State East Bay. He plans to continue wearing a mask when he's indoors with other people. He adds that he'll be watching closely for increases in case rates and hospitalizations, as well as research into the impact of Omicron on long COVID. Local communities can still have stricter mask rules than the state. For example, San Francisco public schools are keeping mask rules in place, while the statewide mandate for masks in schools is set to lift March 12th.